Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to our Monday Roundup section on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. Every Monday, we discuss last weekend's action, the best players, the best matches, fantasy football, and make some predictions for next weekend.
We want you to practice your English and interact with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
You can do this on the Premier Skills English website or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page, if that's where you're listening to us.
There were some great matches in Match Week 6, so let's get on with this week's roundup. Morata hits hat-trick to send Chelsea third.
Alvaro Morata hit his first Chelsea hat-trick as Chelsea beat Stoke 4-0 away from home. The Premier League champions are up to third and chasing City and United at the top.
City continue to impress.
City beat Crystal Palace 5-0 at the Etihad. Leroy Sané was the star man as goals by Sané, two from Raheem Sterling, Sergio Aguero and Fabian Delph gave them the win. Palace are bottom with no points and no goals from six games.
Kane wins London Derby for Spurs.
Harry Kane scored twice as Tottenham beat West Ham 3-2 at the London Stadium. Spurs should have won easily, but a red card for Serge Aurier gave West Ham the chance to fight back. Javier Hernandez and Checo Kuyate scored for the Hammers, but Spurs held on to win 3-2.
Vocabulary alert!
Spurs held on to win 3-2. To hold on. What does this mean?
It means to not give up when the other team is attacking a lot. West Ham were attacking, but Spurs only had 10 men. Spurs held on to win. They defended well. You often hear this phrase with win or lead. A team holds on to win or held on to their lead. You hold on to something. You don't let it go.
We use the phrase hold on two more times in this show. Have a listen and tell us if you notice us using it. Right. Every Monday, we give out three Match Week awards. Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Match of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
Last week, not all of you agreed with our choices.
Assem Juve from Palestine said we should have chosen Manchester United and not Manchester City as the Team of the Week.
Assem Juve has a point. United played really well against Everton, but City won 6-0 away from home. I think that was a special performance.
What about this week, Rich?
Let's start with the Player of the Week. There are lots of players to choose from. Harry Kane for Spurs, Everton's Umar Niasse, Leroy Sané or David Silva for City. Or maybe Philippe Coutinho, he was back for Liverpool and scored a wonderful free kick.
Yes, it was a great free kick. But our Player of the Week this week is Chelsea's Alvaro Morata. He scored a hat-trick and looks like a great replacement for Diego Costa.
It was a brilliant hat-trick and his second goal was really special. Make sure you have a look if you haven't seen it yet.
Our next award is for Team of the Week. There were good wins for Spurs, Watford, Liverpool, Chelsea and Everton.
But our Team of the Week this week is Manchester City.
Another great attacking performance and another 5 goals for City. That's 16 goals in their last 3 Premier League matches. Amazing stuff.
Our third and final award is for the Match of the Week. Our Match of the Weekend was Leicester v Liverpool.
It was a brilliant match. Did you watch it?
Yes, it was end-to-end stuff. Liverpool went ahead, Leicester came back, Liverpool went ahead again, Leicester came back, but Liverpool held on. What's been happening in fantasy football this week, Jack?
The top scoring player last week was Chelsea's Alvaro Morata after his hat-trick. He got 17 points. We've got him in the Premier Skills team, so we had a good week.
The Premier Skills team got 72 points and have moved up to fourth place.
Who's this week's Fantasy Premier Skills Team of the Week?
The Premier Skills Fantasy Premier League Team of the Week for Match Week 6 was Hassan Sobeh, a Manchester United fan from Egypt.
He scored 92 points, and that's before tonight's Arsenal-West Brom match. Well done, Hassan.
After 6 match weeks, the leader of the Premier Skills League is Nam City, managed by Mirozid Koryev, a Manchester City fan from Uzbekistan. Well done to you too.
Last week's prediction was Southampton v Manchester United. You thought it would be a draw, Rich, but Manchester United held on to win, despite being under lots of pressure in that game.
Did anybody get it right?
Mon from Egypt, Ahmed Adam from Sudan, El Ghul and Khaldun 83 from Algeria, and Milos from Serbia all predicted a Manchester United win. And a special congratulations to Gliga from Serbia, who predicted that the score would finish 1-0 to United. What match are you going to look at in Match Week 7, Rich?
There's no doubt which match is the big one in Match Week 7. It's Chelsea against Manchester City. Both teams are scoring lots of goals and are in great form. City won 5-0 and Chelsea 4-0 last weekend. It's a very difficult game to predict, but I think the home team will have the edge. City will score, but I think they still have problems at the back, and Alvaro Morata might take advantage. Final score, Chelsea 2, Manchester City 1.
Not sure about this one. I'm going for a 3-2 win for City.
We'll see. We want you to make your predictions at the bottom of the page on the website. Are you a good predictor?
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this Monday roundup. Don't forget to join the discussion at the bottom of this page.
Also, if you want to improve your English, take a look at our weekly podcast. There's a link on the side of this page.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.